Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live. Pete Gray here, along with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Langs. A pretty busy day. Royal Star just unloading a great catch this morning, and preparing for Chris to get on board soon. And, all kinds of good stuff there. Great job. A great job from these guys. Chris and John from CalStar are here talking the best rods in the world and how they manufacture and all the different things that they're doing now to make things even better. It's pretty awesome. So pretty excited. And they came bearing a phenomenal prize. One lucky caller, Ortiz.
You're not kidding, man. What a great show this has been already. We got another full hour. We're going to be talking CalStars today. Lots of great information. I love the technical side of this. They're always my favorite fishing rods, and then finding out what makes them your favorite sure has been a lot of fun. And,
yeah.
Man, Pete, you weren't kidding. An amazing gift, and big thanks to the generosity of the whole family at CalStar. One lucky caller or texter at the end of today's show is going to win a brand new 700ML. It's one of my absolute favorite CalStar graphiters. A beautiful 7-foot, 25, 30-pound live bait rod. Great. 20, 25, 30. That mix is going to be yours at the end of today's show. As always, it'll be decided by a coin flip whether the winner comes from the caller side or the texter. And if you want to text us here in the second hour, the only way to send in a text to Let's Talk Hookup is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. If you don't have it already, you should download it. It's the easiest way to send in, the easy and only way to send in your text questions. Yep. And again, when you do, make sure you include that contact info, because if you win that 700ML, we want to make sure to get it to you.
Yes, sir. And you're going to pick it up at Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Yeah, we'll have it.
Go
we'll
by and say hi to Rick and the boys at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. You can go by and pick it up.
We'll have it ready for you. Yeah. Hey, as promised, we're going to find out what's biting out there. We got the man, our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish at Pacific Edge, is standing by. And today, that catch report sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing orders for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest in customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure you make your reservation today.
Patrick G. Brought me a fish back from his last trip, a nice yellowfin, and had it processed at Fisherman's Processing, of course. And oh, my.
It's nothing
so
like
good.
It, man.
Yeah. It's like table ready. And when you go on the Royal Star this week, the cool thing about when you go on certain boats like the Royal Star, you never have to touch your fish.
Goes right
to
the toe.
Right back from their ice hold into the ice hold at Fisherman's Processing, and then that's you great. Go pick up a perfectly filleted and vacuum-packed fish in about an hour, right?
Ready to eat.
Yeah.
pretty
awesome.
Slick deal.
Cool.
Hey, with that said, we got him standing by, our private boater buddy. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Ricky and Pete, Chris, John. What a great show. And, Chris, I got to tell you, I was just awesome with you stopping by yesterday and letting me pull on them new blanks and see all that new cool stuff, man. Oh, my God. That was just great.
What do you think, Mark?
But, you know, that new 270, I just, you know, pulling on that, you know, like you guys are talking, so definitely a little softer than the standard graphiter feel, a little more glassy feel, and it's just, it's old school. It just feels right. Good. It's going to cast an anchovy and a sardine perfectly. And another application is going to be for fish and squid for sea bass, man. It's just going to have that soft, gentle touch. So, yeah, it's going to be a real winner for you.
Is it going to be your go-to rod over the 800 XL?
Well, you're pushing the limit.
Well, he ordered some yesterday, so...
Yeah, yeah. Well, some stock rods and a blank to wrap for myself. So, yeah, we'll be definitely fishing that. And then I got to throw this out now, but when I finish the report, I'm going to tell you a story about 700 mLs you guys might not know, because that's the other rod that I worked really close
the
with
rod
Leon
we're giving away today.
Yeah.
When
I heard you say 700 ML, I'm going, oh, my God, that is like the coolest little rod ever for so much stuff.
Wow.
Wow.
But anyway, I think we're supposed to do a fish report here.
Yeah, tell us what's going on out there.
Yeah, so, you know, we're like late summer and a lot of fish around, and this week was a bit challenging in many respects. We had some weird weather there earlier with those squalls and a lot of wind and still a little breezy offshore and more coming, so we're going to have to pay some dues, it looks like. But as of some reports, you know, mostly blown out at the upper islands, and the same with San Nick and Santa Barbara on the outside there. Just that weather has just been grumpy. There's just no two ways about it. No meaningful reports at all from there. Over at Catalina, you know, that island's had a bit of a rebound, a little resurrection, you know. A lot of times midsummer it's kind of slow, and it seems like it's kind of bouncing back a little bit. A lot of kelp line critters biting. All that inshore stuff is doing its job really well. And then a pretty good shot at some nice grade yellows here and there. Take a look at the backside east sector, guys. If you're back there making your bait, making your squid, the structure spots just inside of that is where some of that bigger yellow has been. And it's definitely around, and also around is like way too many seals, so you just got to deal with it. Just is what it is. But a little bit of yellow scattered around for sure. Or at Clemente, still some good grade yellows on the bait grounds. That's still the gift that keeps on giving, that area in the cove there. Good grade yellows on that, mostly biting in the dark, you know, but there's still plenty of bait to be made. Make your bait there, fish through, you know, shortly after daylight, and then go looking around for whatever else you're doing. There's been some yellows up the back also in the Lost Point sector, but a little bit of weather you got to deal with up that way for sure. Scattered yellows on all the structure spots on the front, and, you know, you got the good bass fishing and blessedly calm conditions there compared to the back. And offshore, you know, this week we saw a little uptick in that yellowfin situation. I mean, no giant hits yet, but mostly in that area below the border, that 371, 425, 390 upper Hidden Bank sector is the area to look. And, you know, stuff popped up and some guys definitely scratched out some fish. And hopefully it keeps going there. But, you know, what's nice about those yellowfins, they're biting the jigs. You know, you can get a troll stop, throwing a halco or a paw of. Or of course the old standard cedar plugs there. And then on the bluefin zone, the fish tote plane was up yesterday and found kind of a new area from the top of the 43 proper up to the northwest there, 6 or 7 miles. There was a nice spread of fish up, fish foaming, and not a boat in sight. So I'm sure there'll be some coverage today. Hopefully this wasn't moving. It was going to like hang out for a little bit there. And then I got to mention the marlin fishing. For the guys in the Masters there, good luck to all my friends that are fishing in a tournament there. And that area is mostly from the 286 above the west end of Catalina, down the front side, down to the A-bank pretty much is where most of the fish have been here for several weeks now. And it looks like it's going to stay, and hopefully that stuff keeps biting and guys do well in the tournament. So good luck to all you guys. So, and then here's a little story for you. Got to tell you a little story.
Is this the 700 ml story?
This is, and this is coming from the archives. We're going back into almost ancient history. But when I was talking to Leon, you know, he'd come out with a 700 L, M, and H, and I just had a feel that I wanted something kind of in between an L and M for marlin bait caster. And you know, so I bounced it off, and he said, well, let's fool around with it. You know how Leon was. You know, he just was pretty amenable to those ideas. So we went through three or four different changes, and on the one, the fourth iteration, which is the one that's production today as far as I know, I was field testing that, anchored on the Farnsworth Bank, flying a kite, fishing a double trouble sardine rig, with that 700 ml for yellowtail on the bank and a shot at bluefin, because, you know, most people don't talk about it, but there's often bluefin hanging around the Farnsworth. And I did not hook any bluefin or even see any that day, but I did catch some yellows. And I went back to Leon and said, this is it, this 700 ml. I love this rod. So, and
remember
I
that,
still
Tom?
Got.
Yeah. You remember that? Yeah.
The XL, too.
Yeah. Mark used to come into the shop a lot and hang out with you guys, right?
Yeah.
Mark is the one that I basically call the 800XL Mark's rod.
Mark's rod. Yep.
Yeah. That's the worst rod.
Oh, yeah.
I've always loved
that. That rod's my caught favorite a lot of sea bass.
It's caught a lot of everything. I've caught sea bass, tuna, yellowtail. I mean, it's everything with that rod. I love that rod.
I love, too, that you guys never steered away from, like Mark saying, you came out with the line originally. There was an L, there was an M, and then it was an H. It's like, well, we need a little tweak. And, all right, well, let's make an ML and then an MH. And there was nothing between an XL and an L. Well, let's make an XLH. Like, I love that, you know, CalStar has never been afraid of making the perfect niche thing. If it's needed, you guys make it.
Okay, I have a question for John. What's the difference between an 800XL and an 800XLH?
A little more carbon moved up in the patterns.
In the pattern. Okay. So the tip, little more tip.
Yeah.
So and a little more pulling power.
Correct.
That's not a moving the mandrel, that's a moving the material.
You're right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Interesting.
Just give it a little more control.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a great rod, too.
Yeah.
All right, Mark. Well, of course, fishdope.com, they have the stuff. You really need to pay attention to fishdope.com for weather, for bait, for fishing information. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $30 code. And how do we find you, Mark?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. And the phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website is pacificedgetackle.com. And, God, it's still time to go fishing, guys. Get out there and catch a few.
Why not? Let's go.
Why not?
This is our time. This is the time we go. Let's do it. Mark, appreciate that report. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Thanks, Mark. Have fun.
Fun story.
You got it, guys.
See you, Mark.
We'll see you.
Hey, man, it's time. Power your boat with Norris Lithium. It's the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Norris delivers unmatched starting, trolling, and marine electronics power. Norris batteries are packed with cutting-edge technology. You can upgrade your marine power today. Set up your system at norrislithium.com or check with the trolling motor doctor. Had a fun text question to get through. It says, good morning, guys. Can't say enough good things about CalStar. It's such a great product, and I'm so happy that it was put in the hands of Chris. I have had the same 6480 since I was 14. I'm now 39, and I've already rebuilt the rod once, and it's still perfect. I'm looking for a 10-foot jig stick blank and wondering what the two of you like in the world of 10-footers. I'm kind of leaning towards 100 mag. I already have a 90 mag, and I'm in love with it. Thanks for everything. That's from Rory in Lakeside.
Wow. Man, if Rory likes a 90 mag, I'd say 100 mag, 100 J mag.
Wow.
Yeah. But okay. John, what do you think, John?
I don't know. Ask Rick about the 100 J mag.
That is my long rod, and I love it.
Long rod.
I couldn't agree more. That's the rod. It's the rod for me. My first cool jig stick I ever owned was a CalStar 100 J. I still have it. It lives at the landing and has been passed around to everybody. Like it was the landing rod that we would, when somebody would come down to test a jig, or they brought a new prototype jig, we would always tie it onto that rod and cast it off the dock. And any of our summertime kids that were going fishing who didn't have a long rod, like it still lives at the shop all the time, and it still fishes great. But 100 mag for me is perfect because it fishes on a private boat just as good as a sport boat. It's you can make a fast cast with it. It's light. It's a graphiter, so it's got good lift. If you're, you know, like we're asking a lot more of surface iron rods in 2025 than we did 20 years ago. You know, the old rod used to just have to catch a calico bass and a yellowtail and a barracuda, and that was it. And now the same rod that I fish La Jolla in hopes of catching a yellowtail with, the very next trip we might cast it on a foam or bluefin and try to catch an 80 pounder, and that rod just does it. I love it. I don't think there's a better thing than that 100 mag.
All right, let's continue our catch report. Rosie or Jeff Flowers, who do we have this morning from Sagro Sport Fishing?
It's Rosie.
It's Rosie. Yeah, she texted me at 6 o'clock this morning and said, Jeff's going to do the report today. But obviously Jeff's still sleeping or something, right?
And it was such a blessing. The plane is actually early today. You know, there was a little bit of weather heading up our way, and we were watching that. We always watch the weather, but we were definitely watching the storm that, you know, kept on getting downgraded. So I was wondering if I was going to be in a delay here, but Actually, the plane took off early. It's going to be early, and our new grip is going to get down there.
There was that tropical storm. It was a hurricane, tropical storm. It was headed just south of Cedros, and I thought, oh, boy, that's trouble.
Yeah.
And then it kind of got downrated. So you guys never lost a fishing day?
We not only did we not lose a fishing day, but if you go to any of my social media, you will see that yesterday every boat in our fleet got limits of white sea bass, and it was Mexican limits of white sea bass, and it was a gorgeous, gorgeous day.
Wow.
It was unbelievable.
That's so cool.
Wow.
Rosie.
So good. Yeah, I was watching that. That hurricane tropical storm moving up, and I was like, oh, I was feeling for you guys, and I know Ron Lane's been down there too and hanging out, and it's like, oh boy. And then I just saw it just like fall apart, and it was like, oh great, those guys are going to have me.
I literally just did that. I was talking with the owner of the airlines 2 days ago, and we were, you know, slowly watching the turn, you know, hurricane, tropical storm, tropical depression, just turning into nothing, and we got no wind, no rain, no nothing. So we feel very blessed.
Wow.
That's great.
That's really great.
Yeah.
Hey, so what else is going on besides limits of white sea bass?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. If anyone is heading down soon, please just I want to say that these white sea bass are biting just about anything, and they are. We're catching them anywhere from white flukes, white swim baits. Believe it or not, we had a gentleman that was down a few weeks ago. He caught his on a surface iron. We had someone catching it on a yo-yo that, you know, the red tip of the head and the rest of it was white. But it's like they are the white. It's the year of the white sea bass.
Great.
I've got lots of guys that we call it getting the trifecta. They're getting their white sea bass, their halibut, and their yellowtail all in one day. And what's really the nicest thing about all of this is the fishing is so close. It is literally just right off of the salt transport facility.
Wow.
And they're getting all of that literally right there. So they are
5 minute ride away.
It's the craziest thing you've ever seen.
Yeah.
I was like, I've been thrilled the last few years with the halibut bite and you know, the yellowtail are there, the calicos are there, all of that is there. But this year with the sight white sea bass, it has just been unprecedented at not only how close they are, but how everyone is catching
and
them.
How it's continuing.
I mean, bucket list.
Through the fall
here.
Normally it's a spring fish and it's continuing.
We had two, three divers come back, you know, last week, and they said it was just unbelievable. They go down there, they said it is like an aquarium. They said as far as you could see, there were white sea bass.
Wow.
So
Pretty awesome. Not sure
what's going on, but we'll take a few.
This is about the most excited I've heard Rosie in a minute. You know, white sea bass fishing is pretty special, and you can hear it in your voice, Rosie. It's just awesome. Glad to hear and see how fantastic the trips have been going. I mean, what else does that place have to kick out, man? It's a really, really special place you guys get to fish.
Yeah,
this is awesome.
For sure. Well, what if somebody wants
so
to come?
It's so consistent.
Yeah.
So.
What if somebody wants to come down there and go fishing? Are there any spots left available here in the fall season?
I still have a couple onesie-twosie spots, so yes. And I'm starting to put up the 2026 schedule. And if anybody wants to get a hold of us, you know, you can always look on the website at cedrosportfishing.com or give me a buzz at 619-772-7570, and we'll go over all of your questions there.
All right. Very good, Rosie. Thanks a lot. Cedros Sport Fishing, and we will talk to you next Saturday. Who knows how good it could get.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that very much. You have another good text?
I thought so. Yeah, I've been kind of starring a few of them through here, but this was a This is my favorite. I'll pull it right back up here.
There's a lot of them, man. It's like 50, 100 texts. I don't know. Lots.
Good morning, guys. A big thanks to the CalStar team for coming and providing us with such fantastic information. Was wondering what specs you consider when you're building the perfect yo-yo jig rod. What are the attributes you look for? What, in your opinion, is the perfect line size, tip size, etc.? That was all from John in San Diego.
Wow.
Oh, that's a big question. You know,
yeah.
Everything has changed for yo-yo fishing over the years, right? It used to be 668 or whatever when I was in high school and all glass. Now, and then it changed to 6.5 foot. Like the 765s when we came out with the graphiters.
Okay.
Were considered yo-yo. Now guys are yo-yoing with 8 foot rods.
Yeah.
You know?
I know my rod when I was growing up, my yo-yo jig rod was a 64-65 heavy, 6.5 foot, you know, 50 pound, maybe 60 pound type rod, and a yellowtail special, you know, a 4.0 narrow with high speed gears
classic,
in it.
Yeah.
Now my rod, I fish a 7400H. I think another one of those rods that has lesser popularity and one of the coolest rods that you make. I think a 7400H is a rod that not a ton of people think about, and it's one of my favorites. It's a 7 foot, to me, it's a 7 foot 50 pound rod, and I love it. A little bit faster taper, so the whole rod's not winding up when you're winding the jig.
Right.
And I always fished, originally I fished a Trinidad 40 with it, and then I kind of swapped back to a Trinidad 20. Like, I like that the reel fit in my hand a little better, even though it wasn't as tall. Like, I felt like I could turn the handle better. And now I've switched yet again. And my favorite setup is that rod, the 7400H. And I took one of those Osea Jigger 4000s, and I got rid of the jigging handle because the post is the same size as a Trinidad, and I put a Trinidad 30 handle on it, and it's almost like making a Trinidad 40 narrow, but has a traditional handle that I can still turn real fast.
And incredible
Dude,
power.
I'm telling you, that's the one.
Wow.
That is the
great.
One. It's light. It's comfortable. It's a 7 foot rod. Can handle a fish of any size, but you've still got a handle you can turn real fast. The reel's narrow, so it doesn't walk on you. It is
insane.
For me,
power.
Yo-yo jig fishing, that's it. It's my favorite.
That's a good one.
I think
that's
the 7400 is a good platform to use, too, because it loads up really quick when you get bit. You can keep the fish up out of the rocks easier.
Yeah.
So explain explain the nomenclature, 7400. So 70 means 7 foot,
right? It's a 700H, that particular one.
Right.
Is a 700H on a different mandrel.
Okay.
Which we refer to as a 540 mandrel, right?
Okay.
So
bigger, larger diameter.
Diameter. Mm-hmm. Just more beef to it.
Right.
Yeah, more graphite, more glass, more everything.
Oh, same amount.
Yeah, no, it's
same amount. It's just plastic, like we were talking about earlier. I just changed the mandrel.
Oh.
So it changes the taper.
The taper, okay.
Right, yeah. So it's faster.
Just more power.
So it's very similar to a 700H, which is the classic rod that everybody thinks about for a 7 foot rod. It's a little bit faster. It's a little bit beefier. I love it. It's such a cool rod. 7400H, that's my go-to yo-yo. But like you said, Pete, yo-yo jigs, or John, yo-yo jigs have, you know, I mean, you've always made the right thing. And again, that's another classic one where it's different things to different people.
Right,
you know,
totally. Yeah.
There's not a lot of need to fish a long rod when you're yo-yo jig fishing. You're not needing to make a lot of casts, but the way we fight fish is different nowadays. Laying the rod on the rail, people like the extension from the rail, you know, outboards. You're not, if you do hook a big tuna on it, you're not worried about the thing spinning up. So we see guys fishing 8 foot rods for yo-yo jigs. But for me personally, 7 foot is like the perfect balance.
Yeah. So Chris in Scriptran, speaking of rods, he's got a question about a popper rod. Good morning, guys. Question for CalStar team. What blanks would you suggest for popper fishing with a Tranx 500 using 60-gram or 80-gram poppers?
Wow.
What do you use for a popper rod, Chris?
Probably an 800XH, something like that,
uh-huh.
or 50 or 60-pound with a popper like that, because you might hook a bluefin. I mean, I think he's fishing bluefin on that.
Probably.
Yeah.
Bluefin or yellowfin.
I think
like
an 800XH, you could go to a H if you want more tip and be able to cast it. The challenge with the popper, of course, is being able to cast it, load up the rod and cast it out there. So you could do that. You could go with a 6480H, maybe. Would it be a little lighter? Glass veil.
There's another one that I built for Pete a while ago that's, less, like, it just kind of fell out of the popularity, but it's that 850 Graphiter series, and we built an 850H, you know, long enough that you get a good cast, not so long that it kills you. That's a that was a cool rod. And we went that route just because we wanted a blank diameter that was skinny enough that we could put a real seat on it.
Yeah.
You know, keep it pretty darn lightweight. We need like a we need a John Brainchild of like a 64, 80 and a half, a 60, like a some kind of a lightweight thing. But yeah, there's a lot of really good options for popper stick bait type casting.
I get an influx of orders from dealers asking for 800 XHs and double XHs uncut. Right, so that'll bring it up to almost 8.5, mm-hmm. 8'5", 8'4.5. And I said, what do you use as popper rod?
Mm-hmm. Popper rod.
Yeah.
Totally.
800XH.
Yeah. Okay. And the reason I said 800 is because I think with the tranks, you want a real seat. And
yeah.
We don't make the factory 850 with a real seat. It's a cork mm-hmm. tape rod.
Yeah. But the diameter is skinny enough that it still fits a 26. You know, you don't have to put a big giant bomber real seat on it. That's what we built for Pete, was that 850.
Yes.
And it's skinny enough that it still fit a real seat on it, but you can cast it a long ways.
Yeah. Yeah. But you can also get that aftermarket clamp for the tranks,
sure,
too.
Sure, sure.
If you want to do that.
Absolutely, yeah. Tiburon, Duran, they make a couple of really good ones, and it'll go right onto a factory rod, no problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Another rod question here from Steve in Monrovia. He says, fantastic show today. Chris and John, as a rod builder and a fisherman, I'm in the middle of updating my rod selection. What suggestions for 3 rod blanks for 40, 50, and 60-pound bait fishing for San Diego boats?
Wow. The ones that I gave are... I'd have to recommend what I use. 875H for 40, 875XH for 50, and a double XH for 60. That's what I would use now.
And so you're all 8-foot rod.
7.5. So they're all 7.5.
Those are all 7.5.
Yeah, I've evolved to a lot. Most of the rods in my quiver now are 7.5. Just like a great length. Fits under the apron of most boats like Shogun and Royal Star,
Royal
Polaris, et cetera. And then it's a good length. Stays away from the boat, no problem.
Nice,
so I like 7.5.
7.5. It doesn't. It's not so long that it's going to really kick your butt, but you've still got the power, and you can stay out. You know, if the thing gets up and down, you can still keep it off the boat.
You could, And then if you want a more glass feel, we have the GG now, 6475H, available in factory rods. Those would fish great too. A little softer, more glass feel, and a little better price point.
So. On the GG series, for an older guy like myself, right, since I just turned 70.
You're not that old, Pete.
Well, I just turned 70, so I'm feeling a little older. But I'm still trying to keep young.
Young at heart.
But that's the idea. Is that better for a guy that doesn't have the power that he used to, a GG series, or you
Could
still
be.
Want to stick with that graph fighter?
Well, you can use if you use a rail, who cares?
Yeah, right? Well, that's true.
Let the cow start.
The rail is your friend.
Yeah.
Rail's your friend.
Yeah,
that's right.
For sure. So you still like to stick with the Graphiter series?
That is what I choose. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's nothing wrong with the GG series, or even like a 678 or something like that in 7 foot.
Yeah. What about you, John? What's your rod of preference there?
Wow, that's kind of. I'm in love with the for 40-pound. I love the MH. I love the 800 MH. I love the 90J, I love the glass feel of the 90J, and the 6480.
Yeah. But are you a Graphiter guy or a GG guy?
That's what I'm trying to say. It's a mix. It depends on
what
I'm using it for, you know.
Yeah.
It depends on what I'm using it for. I will say that the GGs are a lot more forgiving.
Yeah.
You know. And the glass, too. Yeah. That's why the longer the rod for me, the more glass I want in it.
For me, at 40-pound, GG 6480. That is the weapon. It's like an extension of my hand. It is my favorite. And I fish it with everything. GG 6480 casts a Colt Sniper great. It fishes a live bait fantastic. You could dropper loop a sea bass with it. You can fly line up a bluefin with it. I love it. You know, we
6480 is an 8-foot
40-pound rod. But that GG is a little softer, a little spongier, a little slower, very comfortable to hang on to. You know, we always say there's no such thing as an all-purpose do-everything rod, but to me, a GG 6480 is about as close as you come. One of those and a 278-foot heavy, and you can catch just about everything that swims in Southern California.
Yeah. 6480 is a very popular rod.
I love it, man. Yeah. I love that thing.
And the 800 series is very popular. I should have said, you know, if you want to go to the 8-foot rod, think about the 800 series. H, XH, double XH.
The graphiters.
Graphiters,
yeah. They make too much good awesome stuff. That's
yeah, that's it gets confusing, and it gets confusing for me. I can't imagine with our listeners how confusing it is with all the different numbers. Is there any motive to the madness of numbers and rod numbering? Like 6480. So, okay, I hear 6480. I think, is it a 6 foot four rod or is it an 8 foot rod? Well, explain that number.
Jay, John, I butchered this question last time. You got this one.
I'm trying to remember when the 6480, that was a Kenny Talau invention. He was our first sales rep. I don't know if any, that goes way back. And it was, he'd come in with a D8 in his hand. And he goes, can we make something like the D8? Right? Okay.
And that was
but
an old
the numbers itself, I do not remember how my
how
dad
it came
up with
64,
that. 6480. Maybe he used the 6470 from the old Sabre days idea of how it felt.
Uh-huh.
And went from there. I have no idea. I didn't. Yeah. I wasn't part of that, but I do remember.
So there was, before the GG series, there was a 6480 glass rod.
Right. There's still
and,
is, the, yes.
And there was, now there is a 6480 GG graphite end glass.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
The best number, CalStar has the best numbering system in the world with the graphiters. It was the most plain, cut and dry, simple, easy to follow. You know, 7 foot, 8 foot. 700M, 700H. The problem is the Mark Wishes of the world and the Doug Kearns of the world and the, you know, and all the great tackle stores up and down the coast, like everybody, or and all the great long range boats, everybody wants a little tweak and a little something different. And and so there's, you know, there's faster versions and there's slower, but graphite is still the easiest to follow. 700, you know,
yes.
XL, M, H, 7 foot.
It's a simple one.
But, you know, there's 7.5 foot versions that came in between, and then there's lighter and heavy versions that came out after the M's and the H's, and you gotta, I think that they still do the best job, of it, but there's, yeah, I mean, There's a path to follow to get you there on
to
all
get
the challenges.
On that, yeah.
And it certainly makes the most sense of all the competitions.
Sure.
With as tough as it might be to seem, it's still overwhelmingly the easiest to follow.
Yeah.
Well, that's why the competition copies our numbers so many times.
Yeah, no doubt.
It does. Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming away, including a whole lot more of your texts. You stay tuned. More with John and Chris from CalStar. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live.
Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris, invites you to experience the magic of Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, the breathtaking scenery, the warm community, and the truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge, just steps from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris. You will be fishing in pristine, pressured waters for Chinook, King Salmon, Halibut, Lingcod, and much more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty. We pride ourselves on creating an unforgettable venture that turns first-time guests into lifetime friends. You will come for the fishing, and you will come back for the memories. We are booking now. Call us at 1-877-815-2892 or visit our website, qcsafaris.com. Find us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where adventure and friendship meet.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And like we were just talking, okay, what do you put on that GG 6480? I want to know.
Trinidad 20.
Trinidad
best,
20.
Best star drag reel ever made.
No question about it. The Trinidad series of reels, if you want a star drag reel, there's nothing even in the same box.
Free spool, power, control, cast, like it is the top in all of those categories. It's smooth. I still
Chris, you're a Trinidad guy?
I like Trinidad. I have a few. But, yeah. But you know, I'm fishing tuna. I like two speeds. I have a few Talicas.
Yeah. Talicas. Yeah. Well, the new Talica series.
I can tell you one thing. Our the first thing we did when we got our hands on that new GG 73XXH was put that brand new Talica 40 on it. And it lives in the store and it's passed around by every customer, by every, you know, every guy behind the counter. We love it. That
you
new Talica 40
that
is
out.
A beast.
Check it out. Shimano at your local Shimano dealer.
Take a closer look at the Ford F-150. You'll see hard work, a great adventure, and so much more. Inside and out, it's designed for the family, the road trip, and the most demanding job. the 2025 Ford F-150, whether it's gas, hybrid, or the all-electric Lightning, find the truck that will meet your needs. From California's best-selling truck brand, the 2025 Super Duty, the rugged Ford Ranger, and the versatile Ford Maverick, it's time to see Ford in a new light. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today to see the great selection across the full truck lineup.
This is Jeff Squires from One Cool Tuna and OCT Jigs. I've known Yusuf for over 15 years, and he is the expert when it comes to real estate. He has helped me sell my condo and helped me build a financial plan for my transition to the new area. He knows the answers to the hard questions that an average guy like myself doesn't understand. Yusuf not only is a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no-obligation home evaluation now online from Yusuf by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get that report fast. Yusuf is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He has helped me and my friends and family find what they are looking for in their new home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from me. Yusuf is the best when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a fantastic time here this morning, taking phone calls, taking texts, lots of great info. Yeah. This has been a lot of fun.
10 years ago today, we lost Marty Milner. Thanks to Arnie for reminding us of that. Of course, Marty was an integral part of our show here for 11 years.
Yeah.
And, and so 10 years ago today, and I remember his service. Up in Oceanside that I was honored to speak at, actually. And all the police officers from L.A. that came down, they brought cars and stuff, and he was an icon in the police officers' world, for sure. So, Marty Milner.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you remember lots of stories about Marty. Remember the time we were at the old studios for 91X and 690, and they had the marathon coming by, and the guy, the highway patrolman says, "Well, you're stuck here for 3 hours."
Rock and Roll Marathon literally went in front of the driveway.
Yeah.
And when we started the show, there was nothing. And when we finished to drive home, they're like, "That's it, man.
Yeah.
You guys are not, this is the marathon course. You are not leaving until this race is over."
Yeah.
And
the guy looked at Marty, he goes, "You're Marty
Moore. Oh, my God.
Follow me."
I became a police officer because of you.
Yeah.
And he pointed at Marty, and they gave us a police escort.
On
the marathon course.
That was a classic Marty right there. That was
special.
Great. So, Marty Milner,
we
remember you for sure.
Miss you, buddy.
Yeah, miss you a lot, for sure. You have a great text,
I thought so. This was a fun one. It says, "Good morning, Pete, Rick, Chris, and John. I'm a big CalStar fan. Huge thanks to Chris for keeping the CalStar name rolling. I own the following: 700M, 700H, 700XH, 770XH, and a 7470H, as well as my 90J. I was wondering two things. One, could you discuss the difference between a 770H and a 7470H? And then also, Chris, could you give me the reason why you guys choose to use Fuji graphite seats over Alp seats on your different rods? Love talking CalStar. They're my favorite rods." That's all from Shear in Cardiff.
Johnny, you want to talk about the faster taper, the 7470?
Yeah, the 7470 is like we were talking about earlier. It's on a... it's the same material as the 770. It's on a what we call the 540 mandrel. It's on a faster taper mandrel. It just changes the taper, which changes the action.
Are these mandrels made out of aluminum, steel?
Stainless steel.
Stainless steel. Uh-huh. Wow. Because they get hot.
Yeah. They've been around. They last a long time.
Do they?
You know,
do you ever have to replace the mandrel?
We're in the process of upgrading all our mandrels right now. All our tooling.
Okay.
It's a big investment.
Yeah,
definitely. I have another great text here, and it's from Dane in Huntington Beach. And Dane wants to know, "I have a rod wrapped a long time ago, a BTG 870. Love this rod. Do you make something close to that today?"
GG 870.
Yeah, we make
the GG 870. It's the same rod.
The GG 870 is a factory rod. BTG 870 blank is what he wrapped right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to go back on the old question about the reel seats. We generally choose Fuji graphite reel seats if it's a lighter application. Say we think it's going to be a 50-pound rod or lesser or lighter than that, we generally go Fuji graphite. It's corrosion-free. It's lightweight. and it's a quality product. And when it's a heavier application, we go to a hooded aluminum reel seat, metal reel seat. And that was the reel seat question we had on the prior call.
Okay.
So it's based on size, line size, application, kind of thing.
Typically using a heavier reel, et cetera.
Got it. Mm-hmm. I had a side text come through from our buddy Ken from our buddy Ken Corwin up in Oceanside.
Oh,
and he says, hey,
Ken's
Rick.
Custom reels.
Yeah. It wasn't even a question for the show, but I wanted to read it because I feel the exact same way that Ken does. And, hey, Rick, thank goodness for Chris and John. Seriously, what the heck would we do if there was no CalStar out there? Ken obviously listening to the show and I want to say good morning. And
what a great guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's an icon.
Yeah.
Just a solid dude.
And he's a CalStar dealer.
Of course.
Yeah. Of course.
And CalStar. Big proponent of. And
He gives us a lot of feedback. We listen to Ken. I mean, if there's people we're going to listen to, one of them is Ken.
He fishes a lot.
Yep.
Yeah.
He knows.
He and his boys, the Wes and the whole gang, just a great team up there.
Oh,
for sure.
Man.
Yeah,
family.
Definitely. Jason in San Diego just got a Trax 400. He wants to know what rod should he put on that. That's a good question.
That is a good question.
One of my favorite reels, one of a lot of people's favorite reels. Yeah.
800M with the reel seat. You got a reel seat choice there, and you don't have to worry about the clamps. The clamp is a $60 investment, right? And so I try to steer people that way to a reel seat. We're seeing more and more.
You
of that
like the clamp over the reel seat?
No, I like the reel seat now.
I do.
I used to always fish cork tape and the newels, right? They all had the screw down reel seat. But no, I've moved a lot more personally to reel seats.
Yeah, I had that Trax 500, the aftermarket. Mm-hmm. I didn't really like it. Much prefer that having a reel seat. Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
I think that, we talked in the beginning of the show about the potential of small bait going forward and the potential, bait back to normal. Great job, Everingham Brothers. Boxes are full.
Yeah.
No ration
Thank
of
goodness.
Bait. Great size. All the things. Kind of back to business as usual. But, again, like we said, it was our first flash of what at some point is going to be a cycle change. Hopefully it's not for another 10 years. Who knows? But at some point, we're going to have small bait again, and I'm anxious to see what reel and rod combos, become the favorite of everybody. And I know for sure that Trax 400 is going to be in that mix. I mean, it's a great size reel. It's light. It's easy to cast. It's got a variable braking system, so it's going to be easier for people of all skill levels to cast. And on that Trax 400, if that becomes your anchovy reel, I'm curious to Chris and John what their favorite, anchovy rod would be. And I also want to know if their favorite anchovy rod has been built yet.
Ooh. Ooh. Good question.
Hey, we dusted off some 196.8 lights this year. And also pulled out the patterns. What is 690 LJ?
That rod drove me crazy. We had a customer that came into the store and said, hey, man, I want to order this blank. It's called a 690 LJ. And I was like, oh, man, I think you got your I think you got your wires crossed. That's not a thing. And he goes, no, it is. I'm telling you, I got one. It's this awesome lightweight blank. And I go to the list, and I'm like, buddy, there's no you got two things put together that it's not a thing that exists. He goes, don't tell me what doesn't exist. I promise you. Yeah, he was right.
He
was right. He was right, and they made it.
And they made it. Yeah. So what do you think, Chris?
I think that's a great rod, that 690 LJ. I played around with the blank, and I made a prototype. Mark Wish and I pulled on it yesterday, and I think that is going to be a really interesting 8.5-foot anchovy rod. But I think I would go with a GG 6480, something like that.
I currently have a 196.8, and I have a 220, and I have an 800XL, and I would go back and forth between those rods on what my favorite anchovy rod is.
True anchovy, for 20-pound, I think I would wrap up one of these new GG 270.
Yeah.
GG 270.
I'm really excited about that.
7-foot rod.
8-foot.
Oh, that's an 8-foot rod.
270-8. Yeah, it's not in our cap. We haven't even...
270-8.
Yeah. The first 12 production blanks are in process right now.
Do they
now.
Make a GG 270-7?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's basically, yeah.
And that's already out.
And an 8-foot. Okay, the 8-foot's coming.
8-foot's coming. next week or so.
That sounds really
But yeah, the 270-7 would be a great 20-pound
totally.
Classic sub for Ron.
Okay. I just all these numbers floating around. I have to read this text from Brian in San Diego because I can so relate to this. He says, great show, very interesting stuff on CalStar. I never thought I had ADHD until I listened to this show and tried to follow all the rod numbers, variations, etc. Wow, I've been taking great notes and we'll have some of these and we'll try some of these out. It's so true. It's like, like you live this, Rick, every day. Yeah, you guys live this every day. But for guys that, like myself that are just guys, fishermen and we have these rides, it's like, GG2. So, you know, what?
We plan to address this because so many people that I know, good fishermen, you know, they're not in Southern California. They can't pull on all the rods. And we did finally get our website up. It is calstartackle.com.
Okay,
Don't go to calstarrods.net. That's being held hostage by someone else now.
Okay.
But it's either CalStar Fishing will redirect you to calstartackle.com. We are still missing good descriptions of each of them. So all of this data that Rick has in his head on his experience and John and I have, we need to translate that into some descriptions on each blank and rod and what
That's
we might
a cool
use
idea.
It for and how to do that. It was a fair request. It's like, yeah, you're right. You just got to get going on that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, you guys live it every day. It's, you know, Rick and everybody that works in TackleStar. But for the average guy, it gets a little confusing.
Well, we carry so many model numbers.
Right.
It's like, wow, we have a lot. But, you know, everyone has their favorite. So far, we've committed to keep them all in catalog.
Yeah.
I know that our shop is, you know, we're very proud of it. We're very proud of our relationship with CalStar, and we're proud of the inventory of CalStar with the carries. But we're not the only one. There's a lot of great shots up and down the beach. We talked about Dana, and we talked about Ken's, and we talked about... And the thing is with CalStar, like, you only find CalStar in dealers like that, you know, and they can sell their rods to anybody. Everybody wants a CalStar. CalStar's not available in every store, and it's done so for the reasons that we described. Is you don't need to know every X and every H and every letter. Hopefully, the experience, I know it's at Fisherman's Landing, and I'm sure it's the same way in all the premium CalStar dealers. The guy behind the counter with that knowledge of X's and H's is going to pull a lot of those rods for you to get to try. And we hinted at it before, but when a guy comes in and says, hey, I want to pull on a 40-pound rod, like, we're going to grab 4 or 5 or 6 different CalStars of different lengths and different powers, and we know in our back pocket that all of those are going to be right for 40 pounds. So no matter what he chooses, it's not going to be a wrong decision for him. We just start talking about whether you fish on sport boats or on private boats and whether you're casting or you're live bait fishing, and knowing that the rod will do all of those things, but some of them will do one part of it a little better. Maybe Graphiter is right for you, or, you know, like you said, Pete, maybe you're, you know, this isn't your fourth season, it's your 40th season, and you're not as much of a bodybuilder as you were 25 years ago, and you want something that's a little softer or easier to hang on to.
Right.
And that's the beauty of CalStar, is they have all of their bases covered. You just got to find the right niche for the right angler, and then when you do, he's in love with the rod, he's a CalStar customer forever.
Right. Yeah. This is a funny one too. And thank you guys all for the text.
This has been fun.
Really fun,
yeah.
And a lot of nostalgia stuff coming through, like this from Joey. He's with the Mission Bell Mafia Waymaster, he says. Yeah. I'm texting from Inglewood, California. I have a CalStar blank that I've been fishing since 1995. Well, so do I, too. Yeah. I had it wrapped by the legendary Yo's Fishing Tackle Yo himself. And before he passed away in 1995. Yeah, that was Yo was
rad.
Yo had a big influence on Leon and CalStar.
That's why I wanted to read this, because Yo was instrumental with Leon and yourself, right?
Yeah,
Yo was probably helped build a lot of these rods, right?
Oh, great influence. He was a man.
Yeah, '64. We've talked about it many times today. That 540 Mandrel, Yo was instrumental in bringing about that. Everything was like 660 on what we call a double X Mandrel. It's a little slower taper. And Yo was, back in the Mickelson days, mm-hmm. was involved with my dad to move that over to that faster taper. which before that was kind of taboo, you know. People were saying, oh, man, it's church, you know. and now everybody wants it.
I have the fondest memories going to the Yo's parking lot sale with my dad and our buddy John, and, like, driving up, sitting in the middle of a Toyota, you know, as a little kid, driving up to see the parking lot sale and see the crew of the Royal Polaris giving a seminar at the Yo's sale. Like, those are core memories I have, and fun days to get to participate in all that kind of stuff.
How have, since the Yo days and the Frank Lopez, I remember doing a live broadcast way back when in the early days at Yo's parking lot sale one time. That was a long time ago. How have the new reel, advents of the new, more powerful, smaller reels changed rod manufacturing and what you build today for those smaller reels? I know that's a tough question. I mean, has it changed things? I mean, do you build different rods now than you would have for a big, bulky, two-speed reel?
I believe it started with a lot of people being able to, like the Graphiter is a smaller, diameter, lighter to go along. You didn't want some, you know.
Yeah.
Big massive reel.
You think about the reels that
real light rod, right?
Think about the rods that Chris described at PEI, Boomers and the Beak, you know, the RTs and all those things. Those were so big and so massive. And I know that that's for a bigger class of fish, but not like out of this world bigger class. You know, we're guys on a long range boat are doing fish. I'm not trying to say they're 600 pounds, but you know, giant tuna on blanks that are a fraction of the size and weight and style.
Well, those were the exact same rods that we were using in the 60s and 70s, interesting, right? And early 80s.
So,
and nothing wrong with those.
Sure.
The glasses,
they still work.
But with those big reels, right?
Yeah.
Big, heavy.
Yeah, big, like all roller guides, all that stuff. Mono, straight mono instead of Spectra. I mean, a lot of things have changed, and you guys have adapted.
Everything's lighter now.
Yeah,
we are not introducing any new rods with rollers. Those are custom guys that don't want rollers. So typically the guides are getting smaller. You saw the new GG 773XH launched with a 20 lead guide instead of a 25 lead guide. That was my thinking about, you know, that 25 is just a much bigger guide, and you don't need that giant guide up there. So so smaller guide, smaller reel.
Before we run out of time, I want to go back to PEI. And your trip to PEI and catching these giant bluefin.
That was a blast.
What are you using for bait? You said mackerel?
Live mackerel. Yeah, we make it during the daytime.
Are you fly lining mackerel?
We drift, yes. Yes, one is on a fly line, kind of with a water bottle float on it.
Oh, okay.
One is a fly line, or maybe sometimes we'll put a sinker on it, and then there's a kite rod. In my limited fishing there, we didn't see the kite get bit, but what's crazy is they fish that kite like 60 feet away. I'm thinking, we're going to get wet when this thing bites. We were just watching that thing, waiting for it. But, hey, there's an interesting story I want to talk about PEI. So I was able to participate in taking a fish, right, a live fish. After we get it leadered, they put the tail rope on it. It's like, oh, we got tail rope. We got this thing now. But what they will do then is put a metal hook through the jaw that clamps shut on a heavy rope, and then we will drag that fish for an hour. It's not 45 minutes or 50 minutes. It's like, hey, we still got 5 more minutes. We're towing this thing for an hour. And what they're doing that to cool the fish off, get it rejuvenated, and guess what happens with these bluefin? And it's an interesting analogy for us here is that after 15 or 20 minutes, that fish is ready to go. He's revived. Really? We're towing him at 3 miles an hour, right behind the boat.
And you have a tail rope and a mouth thing.
There is a tail rope, but it's very slacked off. It's like a contingency just in case something happens.
Mostly just leading him with the mouth.
Leading him with this giant stainless steel hook goes through his jaw, and we'll tow it for 60 full minutes. After 15 or 20 minutes, that fish is ready to go. Like, he's revived. He's going to fight again, and thank goodness the rope is heavy. He comes out of the water. He's swimming to his side. He's looking around. He's ready. We tow it. So then once you do that, we might want to get another bite. So they put a spreader bar out with squid. Squid's spreader bar. We'll tow it for a full 60 minutes. And it just, the point here is that, you know, it's always good to keep pressure on your fish. If you let that fish run around and swim around, he's getting better oxygen flow across the scales. More water going through the scales just revives those fish. So, again, it's always a good point to keep pressure on your fish.
I've always heard that, you know, in the long-range seminar, like if you're resting, he's resting.
So why are you? Why do you revive them like that?
They want the meat quality to improve.
They don't want
a lot of acid in the meat or anything make the meat change color.
And then they'll bleed it.
They'll dispatch them.
Then they'll bleed it for another full 15 minutes, and then they'll cut the gill after 15 minutes. It's a very detailed process.
Wow.
And the fish is right next to the boat. So
I'm fascinated.
All about
that's
the
crazy.
Quality of the meat, for sure. Cause that's
yep. Oh, yeah. And then, of course, that fish went to Japan, and they're trying to get as much as they can.
And what do you think? Do you ever hear what they got for it?
I think I'll know. I'll talk to Greg and get some information
That'd
on it. They know
yeah,
about
totally.
2 or 3 weeks, and you know it. I think what we looked at is nominally a $5,000 fish, could be a $10,000 or $20,000 fish if it's a home run. We thought this fish had medium fat in it. That's what they, you know, when the buyer says it's got a little bit of fat, and maybe we'll be okay.
Yeah.
But the expenses take a lot out of it. So the fishermen, again, at bottom end of the food chain, don't get all of that money.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's got themselves a brand new 700 ml. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live.
Hey, anglers. AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com. A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaport Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaport Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaport, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaport Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check SeaportLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Inside information. Information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Hook up!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time to find out who the lucky winner is at 700 ml. John's going to do us the honors, flipping the prize coin here. Let's see what we got today. Today we have a texter. Congratulations, Jason in San Diego. You are so stoked, man. Swing by the tackle store anytime you want. You're going to have a brand new 700 ml sitting there with your name
on
it.
Wow. Thank you, guys. Thanks for building wonderful, beautiful rods for us Southern Californians. Thanks for that rod. We appreciate that very much. Now, new brand new website, right?
Brand new website, yep. Finally getting that going. We're starting slow, but we're going to continue to evolve it and make it right.
And that's CalStarTackle.com?
CalStarTackle.com. That's right.
That's cool. CalStarTackle.com is who you want to get. And then, of course, all your great dealers like Fisherman's Landing and Dana Landing and Mission Bay, ECBT and Pacific Edge. I mean, they're all over the place.
Selected dealers, right? Not like Rick said, you don't go to Big Five and buy a CalStar. It's an informed sale to a fisherman who cares about what he's fishing with.
Yeah, well, great. Well,
thank you very much, guys. We really appreciate being here.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you guys and appreciate what you do and being a part. Leon was the very first sponsor that ever signed on to Let's Talk Hookup.
I didn't know
and
that.
Yeah, number one. And we're very, very, very grateful for CalStar for coming on 34 years. Actually, this weekend... Tomorrow will be our 34th anniversary.
Hey,
congratulations. And Christy Wheeler from Dawson Insurance will be here to help us celebrate it.
Cool.
So thanks for listening today.